12. Life is love. Mikael Naimi. This happened to me, my God, before I understood the grandeur and unconditionality of love and realized that she is life. That life is to love, and then there is no boundary between the two, and no difference exists either. And now there is nothing which is more attractive to me than love, and I wish she alone filled the treasury in my head, and that she would magically seal her. It would change all of its content in transparent atoms, like the ether, closely connected to the elixir of love, and they are moved by nothing else and radiate nothing but love. Then there are no highs and lows anymore, nor sadness that touches the heart as if pinching with iron tongues, nor joy that bursts the heart, no more hours of expectation and labor pains which produces the twins of suffering, no more pride in fortune, fame, or honor, and no more fear for the impermanence of these things, no more vanity for big and small victories, and no depression after defeat, no longer hooked on a moment of joy or flee from sad moments. No more regrets about the past or clinging to a moment of happiness, and no more fear of situation where you can end up. No more eyes settling on the one while turning away from the other. No more ear happy with a beautiful voice but excited by another. No more hands that touch with silk when a mercy goes down while throwing off a hairy garment. No more tongue who enjoys the taste of honey and hates the bitter cucumber. No more nose sniffing musk and turning away from the polecat flock. No more high and deep, no before and after, no I and no other, no agreement or difference of opinion over all that exists in heaven and on earth, but instead a mysterious unit, holy and eternal, every concept and description beyond, in which all contradictions dissolve, beginning and end, times and distances, a unity that is unchanging and eternal, without participant, and that is love.